I'm Elva, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight, where we highlight the work of one of our amazing nonprofits. In studio with me today is Betty Villegas, president of Los Descendientes del Presidio de Tucson. Thank you for joining me, Betty.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk about what your organization's mission is?
So our mission is to preserve our rich cultural heritage and history. We are committed to educating the public by safeguarding and documenting the region's tangible and intangible historical places, spaces, cultural experiences, traditions of all people who were here first, with a focus on the Mexican and Mexican-American period.
One of the ways you are doing that is with the opening of Tucson's newest museum, the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum, that just opened at the historic Sosa Carrillo House.
We're so excited about that. Even before I joined the organization, they had many times tried to find a space and weren't able to do so. So when the opportunity came up, and it was through a conversation with Dr. Lydia Otero that it started, because she had been involved with the Arizona Historical Society on a project, and she knew that the current tenant was going to be vacating the space at the Sosa Carrillo House. And so I went to the board and said, you know, this is an opportunity for us to keep the space as ours, because Borderlands Theater was in there and had control of the whole building. We made an agreement. Why don't you rent one office and Los Descendientes will rent the rest of the space and turn it into a Mexican-American Heritage and History Museum, which was our dream for so long.
The current exhibit, Trailblazing Women of Mariachi Music.
It tells the story of women as not only singers, but instrumentalists for the past 100 years. The researcher, curator is Dr. Leonor Xochitl Perez. And she is a PhD from UCLA, and then she went to Harvard. She herself in the 70s was a mariachi. And so she found that the earliest woman in mariachi was in 1903 from Nayarit, and her name was Rosa Quirona, I believe it was. And she later on played with La Adela y sus muchachas.
Wow.
And so we have those pictures there. We have a picture of her later on in years as an elder playing her violin. It's a beautiful picture and a beautiful story. And our local stories, which are very important to us, because Tucson is known as La Cuna del Mariachi, which started here in 1964 with Los Changuitos Feos.
That's right. Long history of excellent mariachi here.
Right.
And you see it even in the elementary schools.
Right.
My nephews actually go to Davis,
Bilingual. Nice.
And they are actually both mariachis.
Yes.
I've been talking to Betty Villegas, president of Los Descendientes del Presidio de Tucson. The exhibit Trailblazing Women of Mariachi Music at the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum at the historic Sosa Carrillo House. And where can people find out more information about Los Descendientes de Tucson and also the museum?
Descendientes.org. You can come to our museum at 151 South Granada.
Great. Thank you again, Betty Villegas, for joining me today for the Nonprofit Spotlight. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfs.az.org or 777-0800.